This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a couple years ago, for a Hanukkah Christmas present, I got my family these ancestry tests. It was a big thing at the time. I think it actually might have been before COVID. And nobody ever did it. I think one of them might have. I did mine. And I thought it would be so cool to see, you know, where my family is, knowing that most of my family got killed during the Holocaust on one side. It would be interesting to see if anybody lived, if anybody else escaped, and, you know, who else is out there. And so I did it, and it was fascinating because I had some Iberian Peninsula. I just recently got an update that I may have a relative of Japanese descent. So very, very cool. And my family, I come from a long line of hoochie mamas, so I would not expect just to have one localized place of origin. I'm sure the women of my family, you know, especially love the Italians. I'm surprised there's not more Italian, but, you know, you just say Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm ready to leave my husband in a heartbeat. I honestly, Italian men always our weakness in my family. So I'm surprised I don't have more Italian in the family. But we do have some Iberian Peninsula. That's okay. It's good. So these genetic testing are cool until, you know, I start getting these messages from people saying, I'm related to you. Can I borrow money? No. And I learned very quickly, I don't think I want any more family right now. I think I'm good with my friends. I'm good with the family I have. I don't think I need any more family. Well, for years, people have been sounding the alarm that we might need to be careful with our genetic testing because bad actors or countries, including China, could want to take that data and wield it in different nefarious ways. And we had spoken about how some theories behind CRISPR technology and using DNA to create quote-unquote superhumans and learning how to figure out what makes us tick and what next bioweapon could be. And so there's a lot of theories. But one thing that's not theory are these companies apparently are so vulnerable to hacking. And we're being told that genetic testing company 23andMe has admitted that hackers did access their data of more than 6.9 million people. 14,000 profiles had been breached. And I think the company is based in California, and they have admitted that hackers access data for at least, I think, 50% of their users. Now, this apparently on Friday came about. Daily Mail is reporting that 23andMe admitted in a Securities and Exchange Commission disclosure that overall a, quote, significant number of files containing profile information about other users' ancestry has been stolen. Now, they are a market leader in their genetic testing industry. And when it comes to our embracing of tech and our desire to do what used to never be done, you know, what our grandparents and parents were never able to do, we're able to do. And I'm mixed on the whole genetic testing. I love the idea that if you don't know if you're going to tolerate a statin, there's genetic testing to see if you're going to have the rhabdomyolysis or the muscle aches or the liver injury with a statin based on somebody who tried to take it blindly. I think genetic testing, especially in science, it's very hard to not want to do. I think it's very cool to, you know, determine if somebody you're dating could possibly be a half-brother or half-sister because you came from a donated sperm, and you want to know if that person donated sperm multiple times and possibly was used for fertilization of multiple women. So I think that genetic testing has a huge, huge role, and it's a fascinating science. The problem we have, which we continue to have, and I don't think we're ever going to solve, is the more we do these tech, cool, futuristic type things, the more vulnerable we're becoming. Our cell phones and our smartphones are ridiculously putting holes into our armor, figuratively, if I can say, because we are allowing these phones to listen to us. We're allowing these phones to record us. These phones know our voice. They know our nuances. They know our bathroom habits. How many people take their phone to the bathroom? I don't read the Inquirer anymore when I go potty. I got my phone. I can play a game. And so we are putting so much trust into phones. We're paying with our phones. We can wave our phone and pay for something now. So anybody that has our phone could have access to our banks, has access to our family, has access to our kids' schools, our kids' locations. We, in fact, share location with our family members. And this is technology based on satellites. And, you know, we get dinged. And every time our phone communicates, there's a ding, there's a map. That's how we're able to find criminals so quickly. Fascinating science. But you're always being watched. No privacy. You need to flee. There's persecution. The world turns evil. You know, you can't hide. You can't protect yourself. And it's scary stuff. And so here we are now. When you do these genetic testings, you spit. It's saliva. I think you can also do a swab of the cheek. But you're actually giving another company your DNA. Now, the reason why I don't panic about that, and I spoke about this on air, is when you go for your pap smear, I mean, that sample is kept. If you have a biopsy, you know, if you do a blood draw, so I'm not that freaked out about, well, you're giving your DNA. People give their DNA. You pee in a toilet, you're giving some DNA. So we're letting loose our DNA. But we are not, as fast as we're growing with tech increasing our security, decreasing our vulnerability. We're letting that slide by the wayside. And that I don't like. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay. So, this is something that has been a long time coming. All right? We don't seem to understand the difference between free speech and hate speech and threats. All right. Now, free speech, which I support, assembly, if you do not like being taxed, you should be able to go out there saying, I don't want us being taxed. Okay, we're being taxed on things that we don't support, that go against our religion. We have a right to object to it. Now, we need to honor, people who fought for this country, and I want to support them being honored. Us being able to be in a public setting and have no repercussions for us being able to air our concerns about what's going on in the government, with healthcare, with the economy, That makes America so great. Sadly, we've had people assaulted. We had a Jewish man killed for being at an assembly to show support of Israel. And we are having students on campuses facing threats. We have seen now multiple threats of anti-Semitism, of rape, of killing. And that free speech means you're supposed to be able to be free without assault, without threat, and being able to be who you are, wear your religious garb. Whether you're Muslim, whether you're Jewish, wear your cross if you're Christian. This is something, this is free speech. Free speech is not people should be raped. This country should be completely demolished. Babies should be thrown in ovens. The Nazis were right. That's not, I consider, free speech. Especially if it involves and it incites violence, hatred, bigotry, racism. That's not what America stands for. And what's been happening on campus, where Jews have had to hide in libraries and teachers have had to hide in their school office. Okay, that's not what happens in free countries. And these universities, the GOP, the House Republicans, have now put these universities on the spot, especially these college campuses, on why they aren't protecting their students. And it really isn't that difficult. You know, there are many people that support Iran, Iraq, Gaza Strip, West Bank, Syria. But once you bring up violence, once you bring up death to Israel, from the river to the sea, and these other things, now that's hate speech. Now that's a threat. Now you're calling for the demise, the death of people. No, that is not allowed on campus. If you say death to women, death to non-Caucasians, you would be completely vilified. Yet, when it has to do with Jews or Israel, okay, well, apparently we're going to talk about it and we're going to think about it. I think there was an arts festival that's going on around the holidays. And when a rabbi said, look, can we do a menorah lighting ceremony because Hanukkah's coming? They said no. It's apparently too controversial. I love Christmas trees. I love seeing the Christmas lights, the sleighs, the reindeer. I love seeing the menorahs. That's not controversial. If a menorah and a celebration of Hanukkah is considered controversial because of support for Israel, then what about all the Christian and Catholic and Muslim mosques and LDS churches and temples in Israel? So if you there is a very, very large Muslim community in Israel. Not Gaza Strip area, in Israel. There's mosques. They live in peace. They live in... So that means a Muslim trying to celebrate their holidays and us celebrating Christian... Jesus was from Bethlehem. Does that mean we're all being controversial? It makes no sense. And the fact that in 2023, we shouldn't have even had it in the 1930s, but the fact that here we are in America, where people feel like they have to hide who they are religiously or who they have to support, this is not a free country. And that's a bunch of BS. And I don't understand why these college campuses are quiet. Because they don't want to tick off the Muslim community. True Muslims, don't want people raped. They don't support what Hamas did. True Muslims identify evil. They know. Now, you do have... people that support what Hamas did, but that doesn't represent the whole Muslim community. But people feel like if they put anything Jewish, then they look like they're being against, and it's because people don't understand the situation. Now, another question I get asked is, where are all the women's groups? Why are they so quiet? Where's the ACLU quiet on what happened on October 7th? Children raped. The pelvis is being shattered. horrible things. Naked women being, their dead bodies or half alive being paraded through Gaza. Where's the women's groups? Now, I get people are afraid. They're seeing, I understand. I mean, it sucked that during the Holocaust people were quiet. I really wish those would, you know, people did stand up and fight the Nazis, but I understand that people are scared. But my problem is people are donating money to these groups. People are supporting these groups politically. And the reason why is they have a job. They are there for support. And now if somebody wants to speak out about the rape atrocities and the sexual atrocities that happened, not to mention the babies being burned and beheaded on October 7th, they feel like they can't. Well, then who does? I mean, that's kind of what you... Planned Parenthood represents women. Have we heard from them? I mean, we might have. I haven't seen any statements come across. Maybe they did. But, you know, if you are an advocate for women, and you are an advocate for rights, equal rights, there is a huge LGBTQAI plus community in Israel. And many of them were affected by this attack. Why aren't groups speaking up on how horrible this was? And instead, they're allowing, you know, these other narratives to go. And I'm frustrated because it looks like people are picking and choosing their causes. And the Democrats are split. Now they're like, wait a second, you know, does Obama support Israel? Some of the Democrats do, some of the Democrats don't. Was it Jayapal who might have questioned or didn't seem to speak out when, I think this was on CNN. I have to see her interview. But there's been Democratic congresspeople who have been, why aren't you, I mean, even if you don't want to support a country that's our ally, why aren't you speaking out about the atrocities? And how we need to prevent this from ever happening again. These are war crimes. These are disgusting, deliberate actions on innocent people, on women, on minorities, on LGBTQAI+, on Americans. Americans were attacked and killed. Where's the outrage? And here we are now going, maybe we can't put up a menorah, or maybe we can't honor, discuss Hanukkah, or maybe we can't support Israel. It's ridiculous. And trust me, war is not good. We don't want any innocent people dying on either side. We want an end to Hamas. We want no more terrorist attacks. We don't want Hezbollah also continuing to attack Israel. We don't want any more Americans dying. We don't want any more innocent people dying. We want terrorism to stop. That is a very common bipartisan logical message. And I think all groups could unite on that, but that's not what's happening. And Hanukkah's coming up and you have people fearing having a menorah up. Are you flipping kidding me? And, what's more Christian than Bethlehem? So now, are people going to also translate that into, wait a second, put up a Christmas tree, or you have a baby Jesus, you're showing support for Israel. You know what? If people are that conflicted, I think they need to read a history book and a Bible. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. A battle over the border holding up foreign aid. President Biden encouraging Congress to approve his Ukraine funding request before the holiday recess. But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says passing aid before the holiday break is practically impossible. The United Nations calling for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. The General Assembly passing that resolution with a two-thirds majority. However, the U.S. has expressed support for a pause in fighting, but opposes a ceasefire that might let Hamas plan another attack. Arizona's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs urging the Biden administration to allocate over $500 million amidst the escalating migrant crisis. She says that the closure of the Lukeville port of entry has resulted in an unmitigated risk. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So prescription drugs might change in price. This is a little interesting. This is coming out of CVS. But people filling prescriptions out of CVS pharmacy may pay a little bit more for some drugs, a little bit less for others, as the drugstore is now going to overhaul their business model. And so how it currently works is the pharmacies buy their drugs, get medications, they stock their shelves from pharmaceutical companies, from generics, or from third parties that sell drugs, both generic and brand name. Then, based on insurance reimbursement, some insurance may reimburse below the cost of the medication, some above. Based on that, there's going to be a patient fee. I don't know if you've ever done GoodRx. GoodRx is really cool. Check it out. It's an app, GoodRx, free app, where when you want to buy a drug, you get a prescription from your doctor. You get a prescription from your doctor, so you put it in to find out where it's the cheapest with a coupon. And GoodRx, number one, will lower the price, but it'll also show you where the prices are depending on the pharmacy. And people always ask, why is Sam's Club and Costco and CVS and Walgreens and Rite Aid so different in their prices? Well, again, it depends on the relationship that pharmacy has with the insurance. So insurance doesn't always reimburse equally. Depending on your negotiated rates, you might not have the same rates as another company. And it also depends on what they charge the patient and what is the average they get for those medications from insurance companies. If they have a much higher Medicare population as opposed to a Medicaid population, or as opposed to a private insurance population or a cash pay population, these companies are going to be reimbursed differently, and they're going to make different money, and then to cover their cost, to cover the rent, to cover their staff, to cover their, and to make a profit, there will be add-on prices too. There could be an add-on fee. So it's not just a single formula that everybody uses. And so what I'm hearing is under the new plan, CVS and their 95,000 pharmacies is going to be more transparent about what they make and what they charge. They get reimbursed based on the amount that CVS paid for the medication. There's going to be a fixed markup and flat fee to cover the services, the handling, the dispensing of the prescription. And they're allowed to do that. I mean, pharmacies are allowed to make a profit. If they just get paid what it costs to get the medication, who's paying for the air conditioning and the power and the rent to store the medication and the staff to dispense it and the liability and the insurance and the workers' comp and the payroll taxes? So they do have a right, but there's going to be a fixed markup and flat fee. And they hope this will simplify things and boost transparency. They say for customers, employers, and health insurers paying for prescriptions, the change, though, could have mixed outcomes. Mail Online is reporting that while some drugs may become more expensive, some should become cheaper. So drugs becoming more expensive could be a consequence of this. How? How could this even raise more? Well, if there's going to be fixed markups, where it doesn't matter what drug we get, right? We get a 5% boost, and or we get a flat fee of, let's say, $5, whatever, to manage it. And I get, you know, insulin and some medications might require more resources than others. There may be, you know, with some medications, more education needed to be able to explain to the patient. I get there might be more paper with all the side effects and the prescribing information. There might be more paper used per drug. But it does simplify things for just a flat rate. Well, if there are some medications that are reimbursed really, really well, and the pharmacy may actually make a profit on that, then the fixed fee and that, yes, it could actually be then a higher cost than what it was before. But they say lisinopril for blood pressure, atorvastatin for cholesterol, metformin and glipizide for diabetes could all become cheaper. They say if you're looking at drugs that are not going to be advantageous in that system, it's going to be the high dollar stuff, inhalers, insulin, brand name drugs. So, you know, I would, again, when it comes to you being a consumer and anything, whether it's a car, an EV, whether it's a rent for an apartment, whether it's your health care, you're allowed to price shop. Don't feel guilty about that. I get it. It's your health. You don't want to look like you're being cheap. But I don't want to pay $10 more for a prescription that, you know, if CVS is cheaper than Walgreens or vice versa, and it's the same drug, same generic drug, I'd rather pay the $10 cheaper, whoever's doing that. And I think there might be other
apps. GoodRx comes to mind. If any of you know other apps that also help you save money on prescriptions, please let us know. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But I'm telling you right now, I look at the prices of pharmaceuticals. When you buy supplies for a medical office, some of these supply stores also sell prescriptions, or some of the prescription stores sell medical supplies. So oftentimes doctors are like, did you know that the MMR vaccine is $400 a box or a shot? Or I remember looking at the vaccine cost going, whoa, I don't get reimbursed that from insurance. The flu vaccine would average, gosh, what would it average per? See, you'd have to spend a few hundred dollars for the box, and I forget how many shots were included. But I remember Medicare paid me 12, 13 cents for a flu shot. It cost me a lot more than 12, 13 cents. It was at least $5 a flu shot. I don't remember because each year it changed. So if Medicare is only going to pay me 12, 13 cents for that flu shot, same code that anybody else uses. Yeah, that's why a lot of doctors don't carry the flu vaccine, because they take a loss on it. And so, you know, sometimes you are not getting reimbursed by the insurance company what these drugs should cost. I've seen Wegovy sold by companies, these wholesale pharmaceutical companies, for at least $1,600 a month for four shots, and it's a once a week dose. So I'm telling you right now, I could see pharmacies' costs. Sometimes it might even be a little cheaper because they could buy more in bulk. But these medications, you know, when you're like, why is Wegovy and Zepbound so expensive? Because it costs the pharmacy money to stock it. It's a lot of money. Same thing with these vaccines. And so there has been a lot of scrutiny over these pharmaceutical companies on what they're charging and the markups and their potential mergers. And so you do have control. Let's say there's a generic medicine you're on and there's another brand, and you're noticing that your brand went up in price because of the drug shortage. Talk to your medical provider if you're okay doing a different brand. Now, for some people, they have to have brand name, or they have to have a certain, they can't swap, and I get that. But a lot of us, when you take a blood pressure medication, a lot of times you could use another blood pressure medication in that class. I've seen antibiotics really vary in price. Some antibiotics are way more expensive than others. Now, we're also seeing, because of the drug shortage, prices go up. So I love the idea of scrutiny, and I think consumers should be able to see what's charged.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only four missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners, found on Amazon, or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Mark writes, so what do we say now in the holidays? Do we say Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah? What's it this year? And so I understand the frustration. You are going to be told that whatever you do during the holidays is wrong and that you are insulting somebody. And I'm sick of it. As a person who loves Christmas and Hanukkah, and I love the holidays, I wish patients a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy Kwanzaa, whatever they celebrate. If I don't know what they celebrate, I just say it all. And, you know, this holiday season, Happy Hanukkah, Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate, I want you to have a good one. Happy New Year. And I do not want to ever see Merry Christmas go away. Season's greetings. I don't want to see that go away. You're already starting to see this fear of having Hanukkah decorations at that festival in Virginia. They're afraid that it could be too controversial. And, you know, we're, I feel like, and I don't know about you guys, I feel like there's a group of people, it's not everybody, it's a minority of people that's calling for these real radical changes. But they make it look like, with the help of media, that it's the whole country. Now, I mean, you know, the average person, you know, does not really want to, you know, be up in arms and at a civil war between Republicans and Democrats. The average person wants to live in peace. The average person does not like seeing that we have a million women a year being faced with the decision to terminate a pregnancy and not allow that baby a life, or feel forced to go through with the pregnancy that they don't want. The average person doesn't want their tax dollars going to that. Their average person doesn't want, but nobody knows where to put them in. Are you Republican? Are you Democrat? That's why the Democrats are having so much trouble now with supporting Israel, because there's such a split. And things don't always follow Republican, Democrat. Duh. No. You don't have to be just one political party. You might find yourself more aligned with one side or another. But somehow there's been this anti-religion. Why? Well, because religion, many religious individuals appear to be on, you know, the more conservative side of things, which, again, is also a misnomer. There are many Democrats out there that are religious, too. A lot of people love God. It should not be a Republican or Democrat thing. I know many Republican Jews. I know more Republican Jews than Democratic Jews. I know Republican Israelis, Democratic Israelis. I know a lot of Republican Catholics. I know a lot of liberal Catholics. It's not a Republican-Democrat thing. But I feel like the sense I'm getting is that religion is something that might drive political conversations away from the left. And religion is bad. No, it's not bad. If you ask me, you know, what I would do when I would treat somebody with mental illness, I would ask them who their support system was. I would also ask them, do they belong to a religion? Do they have clergy? Do they go to a church group? Do they go to a temple? Do they go to a mosque? The average person who is committing these horrible crimes, you know, that we see, you know, and not following laws, not following, you know, they might not have that guidance spiritually. I don't really see Catholics, Jews, Christians, Protestants, LDS, Muslims in America, you know, commit a lot of these crimes. Because, again, they're thinking about, you know, right, wrong, you know, what, you know, God may think. And I'm not saying you have to have religion to not perform crimes. There's been people that have said they've acted on the will of the Lord. And it's, you know, then you have some people that are just completely delusional. But I don't look at religion as a bad thing. I look at religion as a good thing. Again, as long as it's not forced. I have people in my family who are Christian, who are Catholic, and who are Jewish. And we embrace that. One of my nephews was recently baptized. He's never been happier. Good for him. It was his choice. Religion is a choice. And I don't think anybody in America should be making comments on that if your choice does not affect others. Religion is personal. When I pray to God, there is no way somebody is praying to God the exact same way. Because I individualize it. I thank him. You know, I pray for my friends and my family. And I sincerely doubt there's anybody on this earth saying the exact same prayer. It's a personal relationship you have with God. And if you are atheist, that's fine too. Some people have their own spirituality that they connect with. You know, with the sun, with the earth. You know, or they have their own moral compass. You don't necessarily have to follow the New Testament, Old Testament, Quran, Book of Mormon. You know, there are many individuals that say, look, I might not believe in God, but You know, this is how I think life should be lived. You can have your own book. That's fine. But I keep, you know, the more we see, no, don't put up Christmas decorations. Don't put up Hanukkah decorations. It's too controversial. Santa Claus does not look like the epitome of health. That's bad for children. You shouldn't be telling children that they're naughty or nice. Now you're going to give them a complex. You shouldn't say Merry Christmas. Why the hell not? It's Christmas time. That's what we do in America. I wish people a Merry Christmas. Now, if you correct me and say I don't celebrate Christmas, okay, I'm sorry. I just have a wonderful holiday season. Have a wonderful winter season. No big deal. It's not a crime. But I just feel like there's a group of individuals that want to completely get rid of and dissect out that sort of spirituality or commitment that other people have. Because maybe they want your religion to be the political party. People want their religion to be politics. I don't think that's healthy. Because politics isn't there giving you last rites. The politics aren't there to help guide you as you go to the afterlife. For those who believe that there is one. If I have a problem and I want to talk to a priest, or I want to talk to a rabbi, or a sheikh, and I want to ask for advice, I mean, who's your spiritual leader in the Democratic Party? Biden? Is he really accessible? Are your Congress people accessible? Is Trump accessible? And they don't want to be your spiritual leader. But this group of individuals wants to make politics your religion. Where you will die for that cause. You'll give up your career. You'll give up your ethics, your marriage, your whatever. For that cause. And if you don't, you'll be vilified. And religion is probably one of the last things to stand to help, you know, ground people in terms of ethics, in terms of right and wrong. I mean, so many of these charities are religious based. Feeding the homeless, helping others, even though there's non-religious charities that do that too. So, if you wish me a Merry Christmas, I'm thank you. I'm thankful. I glow. We should keep doing that. We should keep wishing people, especially during the holiday season, a holiday greeting. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.